Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, I will believe it. 'Cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. You are here for you.
heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life and should be of yours. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 41, 1 through 3. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in their time of trouble. The Lord protects them and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desires of their foe. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. Psalms 41, 1 through 3. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in time of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desires of their foe. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. Father God, we ask you to come on the show this morning. Bless the woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her deliver your word the way you gave it to her, Father God. We also ask you to cover and protect our children all day. They just went back to school yesterday and some last week. We bind the enemy up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Continue to cover them with your blood and put your loving arms around them. That we know the world is wicked, but we stand and believe in your word. We will continue to honor and give your name praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Then we want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, of course, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and Italy. Thank you guys for tuning in every Monday and Thursday. We know some of y'all can't openly praise God, but you know what? On this side of the globe, you have family that's interceding for you. You're not in this by yourself. Remember, first time you open your eyes, when you wake up, let me correct myself, when you wake up and you open your eyes, you say, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for giving me one more chance in the land of the living. put your helmet of salvation on immediately, because remember, that's the first thing the enemy goes for is your mind. Once you have that helmet of salvation, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but at least you're prepared to fight. Remember, this is not just a physical fight. This is spiritual warfare is real. Now I ask you to connect with somebody that's going to pray and intercede and uplift you. You need the right kind of friends around you. Continue to trust God and let him guide you, not you trying to drive. Remember, you've been driving, and where have that led you? Remember, I'm going to talk about Kashim so you can stay saved and sanctified in the church, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You must have a relationship with him for yourself. You must study another word for yourself. So just over with living on me, mom, and big mama prayers. Spend that one-on-one time with just you and God, and I guarantee you to get better day by day. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited. The woman of God that's coming on today is Minister Angie Johnson Baker. If you heard her last month, you know to get your pen and paper together, because the woman of God have a word from the Lord just for you. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We can't judge you. This is about kingdom business that we do here on Monday and Thursday. All about the Lord. It's not about us. We're here to encourage and inspire and uplift you, and to let you know you're not by yourself. That's the first thing the enemy wants you to think. But you're not by yourself, woman of God. You have sisters that here that will pray for you. Will you have to tell the whole detail of what's going on in your life? No, absolutely not. If you need prayer, call in 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. That's it. You need prayer? Go ahead. If you want to share what you need prayer for, you're welcome to. But you're not obligated to tell us what you need prayer for. Just stand and believe and stand on the word of God. Because he's a healer. If you're hurting, he's a healer. If you're going through, he's a regulator. Remember, he never left you. He's always been right there with you. We're the ones that leave him. If you want him, call on him. And I guarantee you, he'll hear you. But you must call on him. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken. Oh yes, you will. Thank you, Lord.
about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say.
and I feel our hope is gone. I'll just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be strong.
Cannot just give up now. I'm going to introduce a song, present to other. The woman of God is on to deliver a word. Remember, like I told you, get your pen and your paper together. She has a word from the Lord just for you. Minister Baker, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God, people, how are you this morning? How are you doing, woman of God, Pastor?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper. I am ready to take my notes and eat because I know the Lord downloaded into you just for his people. I'm going to mute. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. For all our viewers and listeners that's listening for a word from God, I am here this morning to bless you with a word from the Lord. One thing I can know and remember and always know that it's the actual fact, and that is true, that God said to be ready in season and out of season. Don't we bless the Lord for that on this morning? I praise him this morning. And I never like to go into the word without saying a word of prayer and giving God his just due and his honor for service to us as his children and as his people. Amen. 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 Let us bow. Father God, we come to you this morning with bowed heads and humble hearts on this morning, giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise on this morning, Father God. But first of God, we would like to ask you to forgive us for the sins that we committed against you, things that we may have said or done that wasn't in your will or was contrary to your way or didn't line up with you, with what you had planned for us. Father, we ask you for forgiveness right now. And then, God, we want to thank you for it. We thank you for all that you have done and how you have forgiven us and how you have blessed us with mercy and grace one more time again. Oh, early this morning, you make it new every morning. And for that, we just say thank you. And then we want to render Satan harmless and helpless on today. Now, Satan, we're talking to you. Every demonic spirit and every assignment that you all come on is counseling. We nullify and we render a void and we render you harmless and helpless in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know that when we say Jesus, even the demons tremble. And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you that we have the power of God on today, people. Don't you just bless him today? Don't you know that he is the Lord of your life? He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He is the first and he is the last. And for that, we say thank you. We bless the name of Jesus, the sweet name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today. And, Lord, we ask that when the word come out today that you will embed it in our hearts, that you will plant a seed, that it may reap a harvest, that it will grow. It will maybe water down with you, with your spirit, your love and your grace and your kindness, and that we will expound it on other people so they will hear what the Spirit is saying. The Bible says that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. And today, God, let your people hear what you are saying today in this season. And for that, God, we just say thank you. We are ever so reminded to give you the honor, give you the glory, and give you the praise on today. And Lord, I like to sit at the table and just and dine with you, sup with you, and let you take me up so we can just eat and be merry and be happy. And for that, we give you all the honor and the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the wonderful name of Jesus this morning. Last time when I was on panel, the woman of God blessed me to be able to come forth and to speak to you about your spirit, your body, and your soul, because we need to know exactly where our true existence truly lies within our spirit and our body and our soul. And then we talked today, God told me, say, now you talked about the spirit and the body and the soul last time that you spoke. Now he wants me to talk about where we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what we're going to do inside this spirit, inside this body, and inside this soul. He wants us to repent so we can renew, so we can replenish and restore and resist and restore the things that we have lost. We will resist the things that come up against the things of God and the things of us as people of God. And then we need to replenish, and then sometimes we need to restore in areas that we have messed up in, that we have made mistakes in, that we hadn't aligned with the word of God. God wants us to come right on in and get that thing straightened out and get in alignment with him. Amen. And then the first of all things, we must repent, because repentance, it turns us away. It does away with what was done wrong, and it puts us right back in right standing with the Lord. Isn't that good news on today? We bless the Lord on today. And I talked about the Lord increasing our capacity, because that's what my pastor has been on for quite some time now, for this whole year just about. Lord, increase my capacity. Increase my capacity to do what? Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me. That's in every area of your life. Lord, increasing your capacity to do the things that he has called you to do, for you to be in alignment with the job he has for you to be in alignment with the finances that he has for you to be in alignment with the health, wealth, and prosperity that he has for you, how he takes care of your body, how he keeps you in your right mind, your soundness of your body. And that is great news, increasing the capacity. I'm going to speak on today. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me. And that is in my repentance, my renewal, my replenishment, to restart, to resist, and to be restored. And that is a blessing for me on today. And my foundational scriptures on today is going to be 2 Chronicles 7:14-16, Romans 12:1-2, Genesis 1:28, Isaiah 43:18-19, James 4:7, and Zechariah 9-12. I want to talk about repentance, because some of us just don't understand repentance. I want to talk about being remorseful, feeling a self-reproach from when you have done something wrong and you have made a mistake. I got to come back to you with this word, because we have got out in alignment with this thing in the church, in the home, with one to another as people of God, with our children, in our workplace. We got to go to some people and we got to just say, I'm sorry, but you need to be remorseful, and you need to really truly mean that you are sorry and you asking for this forgiveness, so you can turn away from those things that was done wrong and be put back in right standing with the Lord, be put back in alignment in righteousness with him. Amen, 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 amen. Then I want to talk about the reference scripture to this text, repentance. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14-16. The Bible said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will open and my ears will be attentive to your prayers and made in this place. 16 says, that's in the Chronicles 7:14-16. 16 says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Amen. That's the word of God on this morning. He's asking the people to turn from their ways, from doing wrong, and to seek his face. And then he will hear from you when you pray to him. And he'll forgive you for the things that you have said wrong, the things that you have done wrong, the mistakes that you have made, even things that you don't even think about that you do when you do wrong. Because we do things that we don't even think about, and our mind is not in that place at the time, and it may be the wrong thing. But because of the goodness and the graces and the mercy of the infallible God, our infinite Father that we serve, he is forgiven. He loves us just that much that we can repent to him and turn away from that that thing, and then he know that thing is no longer has us in a bounding state of mind. We don't have to succumb to that thing anymore. We can turn away from it, and we can get in right standing with God, and we can be aligned to do the right things of God. Amen. 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 I got to give God the hand clap on that for myself, because I just feel the anointing on this morning. We bless the Lord at all times, because his praise shall continually be in our mouth. I thank God for what he has done in this season. Amen. Amen. That's just a word from God on this morning. And then renew. Sometimes we need a renewal in our mind. We need to be made new. I just got to come back and keep bringing this thing back in remembrance, because we need a renewed mind. That means we need to study the word of God. We need to be complacent, and we need to sit down right on the word of God and listen to what the Spirit is saying, because the Bible say that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. That means, Lord, my mind is on you. My heart is being made attentive toward you. I'm listening for your voice. I'm listening for your, when you tell me to move, where to go, where to plant my feet at, God. I just want to do all the things that you have called me to do. In doing so, I reap the benefits by my mind being renewed according to the word of God. Amen. Renew means to make new, as if new again, to restore, to take up again, to resume. It's a continual process to repeat, to be reaffirmed. Renew. The Bible says all things have passed away, and in God I have become new. I am a new person in him. I am renewed today. Amen. What it is to be renewed. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me by being renewed in my mind, having a new mindset, having a new focus, having my eyes set. See, sometimes we look through the natural eye. We're thinking, okay, I see it this way, I see it that way, because that's what I see in front of me with the natural eyes that the Lord has given me. But when I have the Holy Ghost eyes, mean those spiritual blinders, those blinders taken off for the spiritual eyes to be able to see, I can see the things of God. I can see the way that he sees things. I can feel the way that he feels things. I can hear what he hears. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, we thank you this morning for the word of God being renewed. Oh, thank you, Father God. And the scripture reference for that was Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In renewal, you may say, how do I present my body as a living sacrifice? We do this first through repentance, then by spending time with God, reading and meditating and standing on his word, consecrating ourselves, and prostrating ourselves and laying out before God. That means I'm going to spend some private time with Jesus, and I'm going to pray. And those things that come up against me and try to attack me or my body from the enemy, I'm going to lay that thing out before Jesus, because I know that I know that I know that I can trust him, because he is Lord. He created me. He knew the plan before I even got and began to walk in the plan, because he laid the foundations before me already. That's why he said in Jeremiah 29:11-14, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future and to bring you back to an expected end, that you won't be hurt. There's no hurt, harm, or danger that'll come near your dwelling. That's the word of God. So I thank God for that on today, him having a plan for me and him being able to just allow me to present my body as a living sacrifice. We do this first, and that repentance thing, oh, my God, my God, my God, that repentance thing, it's on every corner. You can't turn one corner without saying repentance, without being in that state of mind. Lord, I thank you on today. We thank you for the renewal on today. And then replenishment. We talked about that. We talked about that with our spirit, our body, and our soul. We need that. Replenish means to fill or to make complete again, to restock, to build up again in supplying. Now, I was talking about replenishment. What do you need replenishment in? Ask yourself the question. Lord, what is it that I need to be replenished in? I can think of several things that I need to be replenished in. I need to be replenished in my finances. I need to be replenished in my private time with God. I need to be replenished in my thinking process. I need to be replenished in how I eat and take care of my body, because my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit where it dwells in. I can think of several things when it comes to the word replenishment and why I need replenishment, why I need to be filled and to meet me be made complete again. I need to be restocked and built up again. I need to be replenished with the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing. I need that extra dose of the anointing because I'm fighting some things, Lord, in the spirit. I'm fighting some things in the natural. So I need some replenishment here. Lord, I thank you on today. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize what you have for me and not waste what you have. I may utilize and not waste what you have for me in being replenished. Because when I'm replenished, that means I have on the whole armor of God, and I can truly do what you have called me to do. I can do it in the ministry. I can do it in the workplace. I can do it in my home. I can even do it in my car while I'm sitting there praying and praising you and thanking you. I can do it when I'm praying for my enemies. I can do it when I'm praying for a loved one who's sick in the hospital. I can do it for a blind, a cripple, or a lame person that needs a prayer just from a person looking at me, and I may say, Lord, that person needs replenish. Let me pray for that person right now. Get up, take up thy mat, and you walk in the name of Jesus. That's the kind of power you possess when you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Replenishment. We all need replenishment. Amen. 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 And then I want to talk about restarting. Sometimes we have to start over again. That means to start over again and to become anew. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me in restarting. Sometimes you got to put those old things away. We go back and pick those things up. You know how you have a suitcase and you're packing to go on a trip and you load the suitcase up with all your clothing and all of your tangible goods because you're traveling. You do those things. You packing up those things. And then I look at it in a sense for me as a human being, as a person, and for ourselves, that we need to start over again. Sometimes some of the stuff we have, we can't even wear no more. We need to take some of that out the suitcase, and we need to discard it because it's no good anymore. We need to start over again and pick up something new, something that fits. Something that modifies who I am, that's adjustable to my spirit, that's adjustable to my body. Amen. I need a fresh new start to restart. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me in restarting. I may have to go back and repent again, restart all over again. That we do that every time we mess up. When you mess up, you need to be like David. You need to get a restart in your spirit and just run to Jesus and cry on him. Father, forgive me. I know what I did was wrong, but I need a fresh new restart on today. I need to get up in my spirit. I need to get up in my mind. I don't need to think that way anymore. That's contrary to your will and contrary to your way. I need to be able to do the things that you have called me to do. I need a fresh restart, and I need it from you, God. Can't nobody give it to me the way that you give it to me, Father. And, Father, I'm asking you for a restart. I need to start over again, and I need to be anew again. Thank you, Father, for a fresh new restart. Amen, 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 amen. And then I want to talk about resist. See, I talked about these things with the spirit, the body, and the mind, and the soul. I talked about these things the last time I was on panel here. And me and Bishop, we was just laughing and talking, and these things just came and arose. God said, I need you to go reaffirm the message and what I said. And I need you to put those things back out there because my people are perishing for lack of knowledge. They're not getting it. Some of them is not understanding it. They think it's all about what they see right in front of them. It's all about how the world lay it out and how the world give it to them. But can't nobody do them the way that I can. So they need to replenish and they need to restart with me. And now they need to learn how to resist. The Bible says if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. So you have the power to speak to the enemy, and you have the power to speak to your circumstances. You have the power to speak to your situations in the word, with the word of God, with the power, with the resurrecting power of the Holy Ghost that comes through you. You have that power to speak to that thing and say, be thou removed away from me. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have no authority. You have no power over my finances, over my marriage, over my husband, over my job, over my tangible things that God has given me, over my church, over the people of God, over my grandchildren, over my friends, even over my enemies, because I know even when people are doing me wrong, I'm praying for them that you change their hearts and you turn them to you and you bring them in right standing with you. Amen. You have the power to resist. Resist. Let me go ahead and emphasize on what resist means. It means to strive or to fend off or to offset actions, effects, or to force of or to remain firm against, to withstand, resist. James 4:7 tells us, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist temptation. This is how we resist temptation. I'm so glad you may be asking, well, how do I resist temptation, Minister Angela Baker? How do I resist it? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Let me go ahead and emphasize on that. We resist temptation by prayer. Pray for strength. And then to withstand temptation, we first need to be in the will of God and be and have the sincere desire to fight, to choose to fight. That's what you need to do when you're resisting, when the enemy come up against you. That thing may look like it's so bad, it can't be turned around, it can't be fixed, it can't be put in alignment, it can't go the way that God promised you, the way that he said that it would go for you. But that's the devil's job. He do what he do. He doesn't sleep at all. But you got to remember, God, the Bible say Jesus doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. Ain't that good to know? God is always upstanding. So you need to know how to resist the enemy. First, you got to submit yourself, therefore, to God. That's what the Bible say. Then it say to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay, and you may say, well, Angela, Minister Baker, you just told us how to resist temptation. Come on and give us a little bit more of that word on resisting the enemy. I'm so glad you asked me to give you a little bit more, because I got some more to share with you. And then what we're going to do next is we're going to support each other, that we fall off because we don't support each other the way that we should. We need to be an anchor from one to another. You know, sometimes a sister may just need, or a brother just may need to talk and may need to emphasize and iterate, and you just need to listen. You just need to be sitting there talking to that enemy and praying for your brother, your sister in that time of need or whatever they're going through. You have that power to do so. So the Bible wants us to support each other instead of just tearing each other down and this one saying unclean and unnice things about this one, or this one looking down on the other one because they don't have, or they're not in the place that they're in yet. Everybody have their own footprints. They have their own shoes that they walk in. Amen. God has he has a day, and he has an ordained plan and time for each and every one of us. What's good for me is good for you. I'm just praying, Lord, thank you. You got me where I am today, but I'm praying for my sister that you get her, or you praying for my brother that you get him where he's trying to go and where he needs to be. Amen. We need to support each other. Amen. And then we need to share our beliefs. We need to be talking to one another about Jesus. We need to be praying for one another. We need to be lifting him up together. We need to be saying and letting the person know the testimony, because the Bible says by the word of the testimony, you help save lives. You help change and make a difference and an impact on other people. Amen, 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 amen. And then I'm going to tell you, you need to listen to the Holy Ghost. God's Spirit directing you, leading you, and speaking to your inner being. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying. You need to know that God is always in control. You need to hear what he has to say about your situation. You need to dig down deep into the Word of God, and you need to go into deep prayer and meditation, and you need to see that thing for what it truly is. You need to let the Holy Spirit take your spiritual blinders off so your spirit can align with the Spirit of God, and God can direct you and lead you and tell you what to do and how to do this and how to do that. He always wins. My pastor always say, you'll win if you don't quit. That means with the Spirit of God on the inside of you and what he gives you to fight with, which is the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6. If you take those things and you take the knowledge of God, the infinite wisdom of God, which is his word in the Bible, and you apply those things and you truly seek him in repentance and you trust him and you love him enough to just put him out in the forefront and to lay it all at his feet, you got to know that God has it. He got it. He got it. Ain't nothing too hard for God, and nothing is impossible for him. Amen. Then you need to learn how to stand in holy places. Watch where your feet go. Watch who you assimilate and align yourself with. Amen. Amen. Watch who you choose to, who you choose to connect with. Watch what you say around people. Watch how you handle yourself in various situations, because God, the Bible say he does not sleep, nor does he slumber. That means he know everything. He has counted every hair on your head. That means he knows what you're going to say before you say it. He knows what you're going to do before you contemplated to do it. He knows where you're going before you go. But so we don't know all of these things, but he do. So that's why we need to learn how to stand in holy places. Watch where we plant our feet in. Amen. Then we need to decide to do what's right. You got to learn to do what's right. And I don't care what the cost is. You got to count the cost up. Because sometimes we do things without counting the cost up. What is going to cost me? Is it really worth it? You need to be turning that thing over to Jesus and counting the cost up. Amen. And sometimes, you know, you got to role play in choosing what's right. You got to kind of like remember the things that you did in the past and how God delivered you from that thing and where you are now and how what it took for you to get to where you are. Because when you think on those terms, you wouldn't want to go back there and do those things again, because I know I don't. Oh, God, I thank you today. Oh, for blessing me to turn around from my past. Resist. That we was talking about resisting the devil, because he can be resisted. You have the power to do so. And watch how you choose who you choose to hang with, your friends, the people who you keep company with. Because, you know, you have people that watch for the pack. Just watch for the pack who you run with is what I'm going to say. Amen, amen, amen. Then I want to talk about restoration this morning. Restoration means to bring back into existence or to use or to reestablish, to bring back into original condition, to put someone back into the former position, to make restitution or to give back. Restoration. We need a restoration, Father God. We need to be restored. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me in being restored in restoration. Isn't that good news? My reference scripture for that was Zechariah 9:12. It says, Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I restore to you double. God wants to restore you. He really does. He's telling you, return to him. And return to him with hope means trust me. Believe in me. Believe what I said in my word to restore you and to put you back in right standing, so you no longer go through those things that is not of me, that does not help you, that keeps you bound. God wants to restore you. Amen, 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 amen. And then I want to talk about today, I want to discuss today about being in your workplace, because a lot of us have jobs that we go to. And then we have jobs daily throughout the day. We have jobs with our children as parenting. Parenting is a job. We have jobs in our home when we have to run the household and keep the house clean and make sure we have the things that we need in the home. That's a job. The job, we have the husbands have jobs, the children have jobs. Everyone has something that they must be doing that's creatable and alignable with the workplace, which is called the job. Amen. Amen. My word, I want to read the word for today, because I'm finna move today to kind of skip around in various areas and share some things with you guys on today. I bless the Lord today. Today I was reading on the job about being cursed in self-interest. This word was speaking on today in 2 Samuel 3:28-29. Often I come in my office and I'm in here by myself. Most times I am before we even get started for the day. I listen to Bible study. I go back and reiterate. I sit here and pray. I anoint the place and I lay out in the flow sometimes and listen for the voice of God and just pray and just put it all at the feet of the cross. And I read this word daily in a book that I have by John C. Maxwell. It's Leadership Promises, because some of us, we can't lead if we don't know. First, we have to learn how to follow in order to lead. So a lot of people don't want to give that position up. I've learned that along the way. Today I was reading it, and the self-title was Curse, Self-Interest. It says, afterwards, when David heard it, he said, my kingdom and I are guiltless before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on his father's house, and let there never fail to be in the house of Joab one who has a discharge or is a lethal, who leans on a staff or falls by the sword, or who lacks bread. That's 2 Samuel 3:28. When you forget whom you serve, you quickly fall prey to the basest human instinct. Leaders are not exempt. Joab, a nephew of King David and a successor,
a successful army commander showed great arrogance toward the king by chiding him for entering into a treaty with Abner, a former enemy. Joab basically called David a fool for allowing Abner to escape unharmed. Joab secretly plotted to kill Abner, not because he posed as a threat to David's kingdom, but out of personal vengeance. He sent messengers to retrieve Abner so that he could murder him in cold blood. When David heard that Joab had done this thing, he praised the dead man but pronounced a curse upon Joab and his family. God tells us that vengeance belongs to him. Leaders who cannot humble themselves to serve God and those he has raised up will eventually act out of selfish motives and hurt the kingdom. We have to learn how to turn things over to God. I was reading something else this morning about vengeance. Now, this is amazing that this is in this word on this morning because I heard the scripture on the way to work. God was speaking to me in the atmosphere. I don't know why, but I kept hearing it. So I had to take a step back and kind of listen for myself. Vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. I will repay them. I heard that on the way here. And it was amazing that when I opened this word, when I sat at my desk this morning, that this story was here, was speaking about vengeance being the Lord. Today, people, you need to understand that vengeance is the Lord. It's nothing that you need to do but pray for your enemies. Love them in spite of. If you can't love them and you don't have forgiveness in your heart, you need to be praying and asking God to help you in that area. Because vengeance don't belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. He is the God that pays people back. He is the God that takes care of your situation. He is the God that turns your situation around. He is the God that bids your circumstance. He is the God that intervenes and fix it every time. So we don't take vengeance in your own hands. I heard it today. Vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. I will repay them. I have been going through some things, and I've been under attack for about a couple of months now. And things just keep happening. People are doing certain things. And I just said, well, Lord, I just put it in your hands because I understand that vengeance belongs to you. And I'm going to keep on praying. But it's hard to love someone when they're doing you an injustice or they're doing you wrong. It's hard to forgive someone or to even think about forgiveness when someone is hurting you or doing an injustice to you or they're doing something wrong. That means talking and saying things that's not true about you or demoring your character, playing you down, discussing things that they don't even know about. You know, turn that thing over to Jesus because vengeance belongs to him. He will repay them. It's nothing that you need to do but align yourself with the word of God and to forgive them because the Bible tells us, judge not self, you be judged. And if you don't forgive someone, God can't forgive you. And it's hard to forgive people when you're going through situations and circumstances with them. So we have to kind of lay that thing at the cross and lay it on Jesus and really pray for him to help us in that area. Amen, because I know that I am. Vengeance, remember, vengeance belongs to the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. My pastor talked about this thing. Well, his brother did, Pastor Donald Taylor. He talked about there is a bright side somewhere. We have to understand that there is another side. God is the way. God is the way. People say God will make a way, but God is the way. People say that God will make a way, because I even say it sometimes. But I had to get that thing down in my spirit that God is the way. People are will by what they want, and they get mad at you for not supplying their needs. But God is the way. People can't give you more than what God can give you. God is the ultimate supplier. We would have nothing if he wasn't the main source. The people wouldn't have, it wouldn't even been embarked and impressed on them hearts to give you or for them to bless you or for you to be supplied with what you had not the Lord impressed it upon their hearts and turned their hearts towards you for them to do what they're doing. So God is the way. We need to understand that. And can't nothing take you out until your work is done. Nothing or no one can take you out of your house. Just listen to what I'm saying. Until your work is done. God has the final say. God is the way. Ooh, Lord, I feel it all in my spirit. I want you to understand this morning. God is the way. Amen. Amen. When your work is done, can't nothing keep you here. Just listen to me. When God called your name, can't nothing keep you here. When your work is done, there is nothing that can keep you here. Whether you want, while you're fighting to stay or whatnot, but if God calls you, it's nothing you can do about it. When your work is done, there's nothing that can keep you here. Amen. I just want to share those little tidbits of what I took in from someone else's teaching, sitting under the sound of the voice of the Lord, sitting up under the sound of the voice of the Lord. Now I want to talk about PAC, P-A-C, being persistent and being available and being committed. Being persistent, being available, and being committed. Being persistent. Being persistent, that means that we need to stick to what God has called us to truly do. We need to stick to what he has put before us. We need to stick to what he has promised. We need to stick to the task that's at hand and that's before us. Being persistent. Being persistent. Because, you know, sometimes we can start a task, even myself, I can start some things and I get sidetracked. I get to doing what I want to do because this flesh, it wants to do what it wants to do anyway. So I have to be reminded by the word of God that I have to succumb to the full knowledge and obedience of Christ and align my mind and my thoughts with the word so I can be persistent in doing the things that God has called me to do. Now, persistence, I want to talk about it this morning. That means to continue firmly or to obstinately in a course of action in spite of difficulty of opposition. That means continuing to exist or to endure over a prolonged period. Being persistent. We need to be persistent about the things of God. We need to be persistent about prayer. We need to be persistent about our healing. We need to be persistent about the finances that the Lord bless us with. We need to be persistent about our position and what God has called us to do. We need to be persistent about our family, our place and position in the family. We need to be persistent about our children. Parents need to be parents and not the children being a parent. We need to be persistent about who is in charge, where the Lord has put us at, where he has placed us, where our feet have landed. We need to be persistent about those things. We need to be persistent about the things of God. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, what a word from God, being persistent. Now I want to talk about availability. We need to learn how to make ourselves, we need to learn how to make ourselves available for the master's use. That's what I want to say. We need to make ourselves available for the master's use. God can't use you if you're not available. If you all the time caught up, wrapped up, I don't have time right now. I don't want to deal with the church. I don't have time for prayer. I don't have time to even read one scripture today. But every time something goes on, the first person we'll call, especially if we're sick on our sick bed, if something tragic is happening, we say, oh, Lord, God, where you at? Help us. We need to make ourselves available for the master's use. Available. It means to be able to be used or attained at someone's disposal. Available. That's what available means. You need to make yourself available to be used or attained at someone else's disposal. Preferably the Lord. You need to make yourself available for the things that God has called you to do. You need to be positioned in place, and your feet need to be placed in the place that God has called you to make yourself available for. Amen, amen, amen. And then I want to talk about committed, being committed. Well, you may say, well, Lord, how do I commit myself? How do I be committed? Because it's hard being committed. It's hard being committed in this life. Committed. Committed, let me tell you what that means. That means feeling dedication and loyalty to a cause, an activity, or job, or wholeheartedly dedicated. That's what committed means. We need to be committed to God. We need to be committed to his cause. We need to be committed to the things that he has called us to do, and we need to be committed to the position or the job that he has given us, because you have work to do while you're on this side. That means being able to be in alignment with what the Lord has positioned you to do on his behalf. God called you because he has a work for you to do. Amen. He lives on the inside of you, and the things that he needs to get done, he does it through you. His spirit works through you to get things done. Amen. So you need to be dedicated and loyal for the cause, the activity or the job, for the position. You need to be committed. You need to be wholeheartedly dedicated. It's hard to be dedicated sometimes with the things of the world and all the combustion and chaos that goes on in a day's time. That's 365 days a year, 24 hours each day. It's a lot going on. But we need to learn how to be committed. You need to say to yourself, Lord, I commit thyself to you. I commit thyself to your cause. I position myself in the position that you put me in. You position me. And, Lord, I take charge in that position that you put me in. And I need to be committed. Lord, pour some more commitment on me. Give me an up in my spirit for more commitment so I can do the things that you have called me to do. So I can help people. I can be in the ministry. I can go pray. I can go lay hands on the sick and see them healed and delivered. I can go eulogize someone if they pass away in a funeral. I can go do a wedding if you call me to unify two people together with you in the center. Lord, I need to be positioned. I can go teach a Bible study class for the children or the adults. I can teach a singles class. I can teach a marriage class, Father God. I can even get up in the choir and just give you honor and praise. And I can get in the pulpit and teach a Bible study. I can get in the pulpit and preach a sermon if you call me and position me to do exactly that. Lord, position me. Help me to be committed to the cause. Help me to be committed to the things that you have called me to do. I can go to the homeless shelter and take some food. I can minister to someone that's standing on the corner that needs to hear a word from you. Lord, help me to be committed, even if it's in the grocery store, if it's in the doctor's office, if it's just in bypassing at the bus stop. Lord, help me to be committed in the position that you have called me to be committed in. Help me to be obedient to do the things that you have called me to do. Amen, 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 amen. That's what the Lord gave me for you guys on this morning, to talk about resisting, renewing, restarting. We talked about those things when I talked about the spirit and the body and the soul. But the Lord say you reiterate on some of the things that you discussed the first time that I had you, because my people are perishing from lack of knowledge, and they need to be able to understand and hear what the spirit is saying, what I'm saying to them, so they can plant themselves, they can be positioned by me to be able to do the things that I have called them to do. And what I want to tell you this morning, don't forget, don't leave out the compassion. Don't leave out mercy, and don't leave out grace and love. Don't leave it out. And hope, contentment. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Don't leave the fruits of the Spirit out. Because you can't, one does not work without the other one, and you can't do anything without it. Amen. Amen. That's in the book of Galatians, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. What a word from the Lord today. Lord, increase my capacity that I may utilize and not waste what you have for me, that I may repent, I may be renewed, replenished, to restart, to resist, and I may be restored in you. That was my word for the day. And I was iterating on Pat, being persistent, available, and committed. I was talking about some things. They're talking about where you're going and what God has positioned and what he has said for you. He knows the plan that he has for you. Quit trying to do it on your own. But it's nothing that we, apart, the Bible says, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Apart from God, you can do nothing. God has to be the center. He has to be the first. He has to be the ultimate. And we need to learn how to depend on him, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what it looks like, no matter how the enemy come up against you. The fight is always going to be there. This is how we are in the human, in this flesh, in this body. That's why Paul was talking to the Romans and to the Corinthians. He was talking to the Romans. He was saying, in this flesh dwelling no good thing, because he understood that he was powerless without the Lord. He needed God's power, and he needed God's anointing to be able to fight against the flesh, because the flesh is used to doing what it's used to doing. It's used to, you know how you put a coat on and when it's cold, but you have a undershirt on under there. You may have a shirt over the undershirt. Then you put your coat on, and then when it gets hot, you have to take all those things out. That's just how sin is. When you're going in the Lord and it's time for change, you got to take those things out. One, you got to just start just dropping those things, just coming out of those things. That coat is not fit for you to wear anymore. God wants you to be free in him. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. That's what the Word of God says. He wants you to be set free in him. He wants you to be full of love and compassion. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. The Bible says, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. But if you notice, every time we say a scripture, every time we iterate on something that the Word has said, it's putting God first. You have to put God first. You have to put God first. It's nothing you can do without him. There is nothing. And that's my word for today. That's my word for today. And I just want to say that I was blessed to be able to come on and to share some things with you guys. If there are any questions, if you're on a panel, if you want to ask me anything, Minister Angela Baker, I'm here. My pastor is none other than Pastor Charles H. Taylor, Sr., First Lady Belinda Taylor of the Grace Cathedral Church here in Houston, Texas, at 9410 Tidwell and Mesa Drive. We go and we worship. We lift up the name of Jesus, but we let the Lord plan our feast, and we go to the people anywhere that he'll send us. We pray to the people. We go do the work of the Lord. We let the Lord just use us and do what he has called us to do. No, I'm not perfect. No, I don't. It's not that I don't make any mistakes. It's just that I know how to be like David and run to God every time I do it wrong, every time I mess up, and ask my Father for forgiveness. And I get right on back up again. Get on up when you mess up. Repent, dust yourself off, and go at it again. And trust God through the process to set your feet and to set your mind right, to set your mind right to align with his way of thinking, to align with the Word of God and the things that he is telling you to do, and to do it in obedience means obey God. Do what's right. Do what's right. Only right gonna win. It was a long time I figured it out. I thought I could mix oil with water, knowing that it don't mix. I used to always think that way. But I'm so glad that the Word of God changed my way of thinking. I'm just blessed this morning. Amen. 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 And I hope that the Word has blessed you too on this morning.
Amen. What a word. Repentance. Forgiveness. Oh, all of that was so necessary. I told y'all she had to come back and do a part two. It was needed at this appointed time with everything that is going on. Father God, give back what your daughter poured out to your people. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her home. Cover her husband, her children, her grandchildren. Bless her business tremendously, Lord. Let it be an overflow in her life in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Woman God, how can they reach you? Do you have a Facebook? You have a alternate phone number if they want you to come speak, or if they just want to hear another word, or if they want to come visit. How can the people of God reach you?
Amen, amen, amen. I'm a reachable person. I'm on Facebook up under Angela Johnson, but my name is none other Minister Angela Johnson Baker. I can be reached at 281-748-9470. That's my personal phone line. I'm located in my business place, none other here at the 515 building at 515 North Sam Houston Parkway, East Suite 189, Houston, Texas, 77060. Again, my phone number is 281-748-9470. If you need to look me up, you can look me up on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all of it. I'm accessible for you. If you just need a word of prayer, if you need encouragement, feel free to call me at any time. My phone line is always open. If I don't get right back to you, just leave a message, and I promise you I'll call you back. And we can pray. We can go at it in the name of Jesus. It ain't nothing that the devil gonna bound you and keep you from and can keep God from doing to you, because I'm right here to push. You know, sometimes some of us just need a push from the other person. Mm-hmm. We just need a push. Push and pray. We always say pray until something happens. We got to keep praying until we see it happen, to that thing manifest. Although you can't see it right in front of you right now, you got to believe in your heart, and you got to know that it's already done. You got to already mm-hmm. see that thing spiritually. You got to walk in what you believe by the word of God and what God has promised you and what he has told you. The enemy wants you to think you don't have the power. He wants you to think you can't win. He wants you to think that he is in control. But at the name of Jesus, the Bible say even the demons tremble. So that should have told you enough right there. I'm a city right there. So if you need to contact me, feel free to contact me. Again, my number is 281-748-9470.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. People of God, remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about kingdom business. I'm going to give you three keys this morning. First, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find you a church home. It does not matter which church you go to, find you a church home. You're definitely welcome to join Abba House at 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 3 p.m. The church phone number is 832-519-7646. Also, when you go to the church and you're under somebody, man or woman of God, make sure they're walking and preaching the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. This is non-negotiable. Your pastor, apostle, covering must be walking and preaching the same thing. Remember, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. Remember, if you want to sow to World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. $WGC2020. We go out and feed the homeless. We still have Bless All. If you need it, message me, text me. It is free. This is no miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle towel. It is Bless All that is free. We pray over it, we cover it, and again, it is free. If you're not in Houston, listen to me well, we will mail it to you. It does not matter. Remember, iron sharpens iron. It's about kingdom business all the time. The men and women come out here to come. They come on to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you ever, let me say this again, if you ever want to connect with the man or woman of God that's come on here, let me know. I will connect you. It's not a problem. Text us at 832-519-7646. The Blessed All is free again. Core Gift Gifts still has a body scrub. It is phenomenal. I have made some for men. Trust me, it will blow your mind. Your skin will be so soft. Remember, when you wake up, you first give honor to God who woke you up on this day. Secondly, put your helmet of salvation on. You must do that because that's the first thing the enemy goes for is your mind. Cover your mind. The world is in chaos right now. Spiritual warfare is real, people of God. You must spend that one-on-one time with Jesus to get your strength in order and get ready to fight. Once you surrender your life, again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but no, it's going to be worth it. Surrender your life to Christ, trust and believe in his word, and know that God got you more than anybody in this world can. Don't never remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. I hope you was blessed today. If you need us, call us. The number is 832-519-7646. I thank the woman of God again for coming on, delivering that word. See, this is what Apostle and I love. People of God that come on here and deliver you the truth. No sugarcoating it, no lying to you, telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth from God. We hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. Know that we love you and we're always a whisper, a call, inbox, or text away. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won.
We won.
Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from